We're back, joined now by the Long Beach City Auditor, Laura Dowd. Welcome back, Laura.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
I believe this is your seventh visit, first time as a candidate running for this office, and then you've been good enough to come each year for the last 6 years with kind of an annual report consistent with your concept of accountability. So thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for having me back each year. It's always a pleasure to reach out to the public and let them know what we're doing.
Our first segment dealing with volunteerism and Hank Feldman, I know that's something near and dear to your heart.
Yes, it is. Thank you. What a nice segment that was, and appreciate all of his volunteerism throughout the community. And as you know, I was good friends with Mark Bixby. I met him in seventh grade at Hill Junior High School, and he's just an extraordinary individual who has volunteered so much of his time, energies, talent, skills, intellect, and devoted so much of himself to the community. And he's quite an inspiration to me.
Mark was a great loss to our community, and you're absolutely right. He did so much for so many.
He really did.
Well, city budget time has rolled around again, and the city has faced the need to cut some $18 million, but it looks like it's bit that bullet.
Yes, the city is making good progress. You know, it seems like every year that I come back to talk to you about the budget, it's a problem that the city continues to face. I think it will continue to face as there's uncertainty nationwide with the housing market and unemployment and consumer confidence and so forth. So as that uncertainty exists, our revenues continue to slow down, and they're not exactly where they should be or where we'd like them to be. But, you know, we as city leaders really need to come together to make sure that we are as efficient and effective as possible, making sure that we're collecting all the money that's due to the city and making sure that we're using the taxpayers' dollar, the best to get the best value for them. And, you know, in response to your question, I think one of the biggest, most significant events that's taken place in the city over the past year is the POA deal with the city council and
pension
mayor.
Reform.
Yes, with the pension reform, that the POA did agree to pay their employee portion contribution of their pension costs, which was huge. It was great. Their contract wasn't open at the time, but they came to the table. They met with the mayor. The mayor met with the city council, and together the whole team came to an agreement for the POA, all of the police union, to pay their total portion of their employee contribution to their pension costs. And as you know, this was a recommendation the mayor made a year ago, and it has now come to fruition. So it's a great victory for both sides, a great win for the community as a whole. Will save the city an enormous amount of money. And
in the future.
Yes, in the future, that's right. And I just would like to applaud all of them for a job well done.
Well, I think there's something very aesthetically satisfying about employees, not just the police, but all employees paying the employee share of the pension. The city pays its share, but for a bunch of historical reasons, in many cases, the city was picking up a lot, if not all, of the employee share. That just simply should not be. If it's the employee's share, they should pay it.
That's right, exactly. And the police have come to the table, and they now are. And I'd like to also add that our office, we have also come to the table, and my employees in my department were also paying our employees' share as well.
Well, you have also conducted some audits, and you mentioned the importance in tight budgetary times, but really even in flush times.
That's right.
There's no reason to waste money just because it's rolling in.
Thank you.
And I might say again that the vote of this Long Beach City Council some 10-plus years ago to increase pensions by 30% because there was some extra money in PERS, one of the worst decisions and unsupportable decisions made by the council. And I would hope that if someone like you were in office at that time, you would have opined mm-hmm. that this was not a wise thing to do.
Yes, you do. When there's a significant amount of money as that is, you always want to be as frugal as possible. So, yes.
Well, I know that Proposition D passed, Measure D passed a year ago to change the formula for port transfers from 5% of net profit, 10% of net profits to 5% of gross revenue.
Yes.
And that money goes to the Tidelands Fund.
Yes.
and tell us some of the audits that you've done.
Well, thank you. Yes, we wanted to make sure that our city's Tide Lands Fund is operating just as efficiently as the general fund and all of the funds. So we did look at some audits this past year in the Tide Lands Fund, and one of those was the marina rebuild. As you know, the marina, the Alamitos Marina rebuild, has been in the planning stages for
forever,
basically over 10 years. Yeah. And so we wanted to make sure that they had a solid financial plan on how they were going to pay for it, because they were in the process of incurring approximately $90 million worth of debt. So we wanted to make sure that the Marina Fund within the Thailand's Fund was sustainable, that could sustain that kind of debt. And we found that that they didn't. They did not have a solid financial plan on how they were going to pay that debt back.
So as a result of that, they have segmented the rebuild into phases,
yes.
And the first phase has just started, mm-hmm. and they can pay for that.
Yes, exactly right. So they've reconsidered their debt capacity and what they could handle. They have phased in the project according to funding that they have, and they've also put the city treasurer over the finances to monitor them to ensure that everything is on schedule.
Well, I've always felt, and I've said publicly before, that having an independently elected city auditor like Long Beach does, one of the few cities that does, is a good thing. And here's another example of why that is.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more of our show after these messages.
Bill Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Bill is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Bill Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
When I was a boy growing up in Italy, I had a dream to own my own store. I came to the United States and I worked hard as a tailor.
Hi, I'm Umberto. I've been in Long Beach since 1960, carrying the finest quality men's clothing.
Italy's a long way away, but styles are just around the corner. Umberto, 2141 Bellflower.
People need a hero. They need something they can believe in. That's where Dog the Water Copper comes in.
Oh, no!
All right, you little trail sniffer. I've been watching you take a shower for the past 40 minutes. Think of all that water you're wasting.
Well, I mean, that's really weird, Dog. I'm totally naked right now.
Continuing this great conversation with Long Beach City Auditor Laura Dowd. Laura, I understand you have a new improved website.
Yes, we do. Thank you. And we encourage the public to come visit our website at www.cityauditorlauradowd.com. It has some new features there. One of the things I committed to do when I took office was to make sure that we post all of our audits online so that the people can see what we're doing. We want to be easily accessible to the public, so our names, our phone numbers, our email addresses, on the way they can, the public can contact us, is all on there. So that we really do want to encourage the public to contact our office. We're, like we mentioned in the last segment, auditing is always about, I mean, it's about finding ways of doing things better. How can we do better as a city? If the public has ideas on how we can function better as a city government, we want their ideas, we want their suggestions, and this is a way that they can call us and get in contact with us.
That's great. So the actual audits are posted on the website?
Yes, our actual audits are posted.
Fantastic. And I understand also the auditing process is described on your website.
Yes, a lot of people, auditing is a little mysterious.
Voodoo.
Yes, to some people. So we have a new segment that talks about the process of the audit. It's very user-friendly. There's easy navigation throughout throughout the website. There's frequently asked questions on there. Auditing has sort of its own lingo sometimes, so there's frequently asked questions and so forth. We do, again, just encourage the public to visit the website and
that's wonderful. And of course, as you've mentioned before, if you are aware of any fraudulent activities taking place in the city of Long Beach, you can report them to the City Auditor's Fraud Hotline, 1-888-FRAUD-07. And there's total anonymity.
Yes.
And you can put the City Auditor's office in touch with something that may save the city money.
Yes, thank you. We have zero tolerance for fraud. So we encourage the community, citizens, vendors, employees, if they suspect fraud, to call us, and so we can investigate it.
Well, you not only run for public office, you also run. And here's our city auditor running in a recent Long Beach marathon. She is an expert runner. And I understand next year you will be running in the Boston Marathon.
Yes, it's very thankful for the opportunity to do that. That's something I've wanted to do for quite a while. As you know, we've talked about running before, and running is such a great outlet for me to wake up early in the morning, to have the fresh, you know, mornings, to get your mind and your body invigorated for the day. It really does energize me. So I feel so much. My mind is much more clear. I'm more happy and energetic. So.
And last year you ran in the Long Beach Marathon, and I remember you talked about that as a metaphor for life, that people along the route were helping you. And just describe that again, because that was so moving to me.
Oh, well, thank you. I think, you know, in life we all set goals in what we want to accomplish. As we set goals and work towards them, that's one thing I love about running. You can see the improvement and the results of what hard work does. And as you know, life is like a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a distance. You go the distance. Times get tough. We hit walls, but you just work through them. You get through them, and there are aid stations along the way. People available to help, not only with your physical needs, with your emotional and lifting your spirits. I can't tell you how great it helps my spirit when you have a friend or someone cheering for you that you can do it. And so that's very helpful along the marathon path. And I think also in our own lives that we you know, need to be reminded to be an aid to others that are in need of help, to reach out and help those when they're feeling down. So
very, very beautifully said. And closely related to that, something I personally believe, I read somewhere and I think it's true, that if you're really committed to a goal, if you're totally committed to a goal and you stay focused on that goal, the people that you need to help you reach that goal come into your life.
Yes. Yes, they do. I believe that too. And it's a wonderful thing. And I think life is all about setting goals. And I think running for me is a good reminder that you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. Set a goal, work hard, be driven, go for it. And I'm so thankful for this opportunity to run in Boston. It's been a dream of mine for several years, and it was a great experience to qualify for that. And I'm very excited and looking forward to running the streets of Boston. And they say it's not too often you get a standing ovation from over 500,000 people.
Well, we who are not runners are in awe of those of you who are. And all we can say is Godspeed, and
we'll
metaphorically be there as part of the aid station along the route.
Well, that's nice. Thank you.
And we'll be back with the remaining portions of Straight Talk after we pause for these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
How do you like your chances the rest of the way?
I got no idea. But I do know that if we stay with Naples Rib Company, at least we won't go hungry.
Coach, what do you think about some of those questionable calls tonight?
Oh, yeah, but if you want a sound call, I'd call Naples Rib Company. You can't miss on that call.
Then Naples Rib Company is part of your game plan?
There really is nothing more motivating than a great barbecue meal at Naples Rib Company.
Victory or not, Naples Rib Company, great game plan.
As I've said before, I think Long Beach is wise in having an independently elected city auditor, one of the few cities in California that does that. I think we're also fortunate in having in that office now a person of the quality of Laura Dowd performing the functions on behalf of the city with the integrity and the dedication that she has. So we thank you for that, Laura.
Thank you.
Are you an optimist? We're going through tough times now. Just give us a quick take. Are you an optimist about the future? Are we going to get out of this?
I think we are. I think I am an optimist. And the city has been through hard times in the past. The council has shown they can make tough decisions. So I think, yes, as city leaders, that we'll come together and find a way to make this all work. And again, technology, strategies, equipment, things are continually improving. And so we need to be aggressive with new technologies and finding better ways to serve the citizens.
Well, we wish you Godspeed in your task of finding every dollar that the city is owed and maximizing the revenues and finding new sources of revenue through suggested management changes as you have so successfully in the past.
Thank you very much.
And thank you all for being our guests. Please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. We have some exciting news. The Chancellor of the CSU system, Charlie Reed, will be our guest. Good night, everyone. Thanks for watching.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.